I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor, Cassie McDuff. Cassie helps us review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
We, of course, have heard a lot about President Trump's desire to impose steel and aluminum tariffs. California Steel in Fontana says the threat of these tariffs on imported steel is going to hurt its operations. How does it hurt a domestic steelmaker?
Well, right. You'd think it would help them. However, their raw material, their steel slabs, come from out of the country, from Brazil, Mexico, and Japan. Now, Mexico was exempted from these 25% tariffs that President Trump imposed on imported steel. However, the company told the Press Enterprise editorial board the only place that they can get steel slabs is back east, and it would actually cost them more to bring this material, very heavy, as you can imagine, 25-ton slabs of semi-finished metal to California than it does to bring it in from Brazil, Mexico, and Japan. Now, people may be wondering, what is California Steel? There aren't that many steel manufacturers in the U.S. anymore. This is the old Kaiser Steel plant that was closed down in Fontana 35 years ago. It now operates as California Steel Industries. It employs about 1,000 people. It manufactures steel pipe and flat rolled sheet metal used in everything from air conditioning units to rail cars. But it needs this raw material. And the CEO of the company said he didn't say it'll put them out of business, but it's definitely going to put a strain on them.
Yeah, I think that there is still a lot of negotiation at every level of government and business before this whole tariff idea is over. Next, Riverside Mayor Rusty Bailey is indeed going to sue his own city to try to enforce the veto that the city attorney says he has no power to wield.
Well, this is the contract that the city council in Riverside approved on a 5-2 vote, and then the mayor instantly vetoed it. However, the city attorney informed him he doesn't have the authority to veto a contract like this. So the mayor has decided to go to court and try to get a court to stop the city manager's contract from being put into effect. It's already in effect, according to the city clerk. He's also, this is interesting, Ken, he's also asking the court to bar the city attorney's office from being involved in the case. That means the city would have to hire outside counsel to defend it. The lawsuit alleges that the city attorney has a conflict of interest because if the court finds that the mayor can block the city manager's contract, that would mean the mayor can also block the city attorney's contract and the city clerk's contract. And of course, the city attorney argues that only the city council has the authority to do that. So it's going to be interesting to see what a judge does with this.
And this lawsuit has been filed, so it's going forward?
It has been filed. The mayor, Mayor Rusty Bailey, says he's raising money to pay for the lawsuit so that that burden won't be on the public. However, you know, the city to defend itself, as far as I can tell, would still have to rely on public funds.
Okay, so we're going to have to keep an eye on Riverside City Hall. Next, a San Bernardino city councilman is running for the assembly seat that incumbent assemblyman Mark Steinorth has said that he's not going to run for again because he's going to run for something else.
Well, that's right. You know, we talked last week about how San Bernardino County Supervisor James Ramos announced that he's running for that seat. He was going to challenge Steinorth, and Steinorth instead decided not to run for re-election. Now, City Councilman Henry Nickel, who's a Republican, Ramos is a Democrat, Nickel has thrown his hat in the ring. The district spans from Rancho Cucamonga to Redlands. There's also another Democrat running. His name is Liburn Cook. He's from Redlands. He's a school teacher. And as you mentioned, Steinorth is now challenging San Bernardino County Supervisor Janice Rutherford, a fellow Republican, in this nonpartisan seat for county supervisor.
So because Assemblyman Steinorth is a Republican, it is possible that Councilmember Nickel could put up a challenge to Ramos, if just that were equal, not counting other things like name familiarity.
Well, you know, I think it'll be a challenge for a San Bernardino councilman to get that name recognition throughout the district. He may be well known in San Bernardino. He's been in office for a full term now, or almost a full term. It may be a challenge for a San Bernardino city councilman to get his name known in all parts of that district, from Rancho Cucamonga to Redlands. You know, he may be known in his own city, but I doubt if he's well known outside. And by the way, Ken, I checked the elections website yesterday, and it looks like Eloise Reyes, the assemblywoman from the Colton area, will not be challenged by Cheryl Brown, the former assemblywoman who she beat out 2 years ago. Brown did not file. In addition, Congresswoman Norma Torres from Pomona is being challenged by a fellow Democrat. This will be a familiar name, Joe Baca, the former congressman. He has run for Congress since he lost in 2012 to Gloria Negrete McLeod. He's run a couple more times. He hasn't made it out of the primary. He even changed his registration to Republican to run once as a Republican. He's now changed it back to Democrat, and he's challenging Torres. And in San Bernardino...
What, more election stuff? Okay.
Well, in San Bernardino, the mayor's race is getting interesting now. A candidate, Mike Gallo, pretty well-known school board member, former president of the school board, has dropped out. And the city clerk, Gigi Hanna, has thrown her hat in the ring for the mayor's race.
Wow. Okay, Cassie, I'm going to want to talk about that one, provided that nothing else happens in that race between now and next week. Can we do that?
We can.
Okay. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. The segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.